All right, intense is E minor through the whole thing, but there's some subtle modal interchanges, as I like to call them. So you can play E minor over the entire progression, and it's all good. But if you really want to start digging in to the harmony, as I've been saying, you can address what's going on. In the first section, you just have E minor, G, D, and C. That's clearly E Aeolian. That C chord is the flat 6 to the E minor, and that's what gives it an Aeolian flavor. As opposed to in the next section, where it has A major, that's that chord is normally a minor. It's the 4 chord of the key of E, which is normally A minor. But in this case, A major, it gives it a natural 6th to the key. If you look at an A major chord, right, it has a C sharp in it, which is the natural 6th to the key of E minor. So that bit is A Dorian, except there's one little C chord in there. Can you really be that persnickety and change the chord? I mean, change the mode for just 2 beats of a bar? Yeah, you can. But keep in mind, only the 6th is changing. So if you're playing any other note except the 6th in those 2 bars, you don't in that one bar, the second section, second bar where it has A and C. If you're not playing the 6th, you don't have to worry about either of those. But if you want to dig in, it can be fun to show the listener that you're, you know, on top of your harmony. I guess the rule of thumb is, you know, don't go out of your way to play the sweet notes or the notes that change or show your harmonic prowess or something if it's going to distract from your overall melodic sense. Okay, I personally have a tendency, I'm just sharing something personal with you, you know, I'm really into harmony, so I'm much better now than I used to be, but I used to let that distract my melodic line. You know, I want to go out of my way to make sure I hit that C natural so I could show everybody that I know my modal interchange stuff. And if it's not if it wouldn't be otherwise instinctively appropriate melodically, then that's just a waste. There's also in the next, all right, let's go to the next section where it has the E5, G5, B5. Because there's a C in that section, that I would categorize that as E Aeolian. There is an A in that section, but it's A5, and there's no 3rd in that chord. So you could make the case that that's A minor, you know, which fits in with E Aeolian. There's nothing to suggest that you're in anything different than E Aeolian there. Does that make sense? And the same thing in the next section. There's nothing to suggest that you wouldn't be in E Aeolian there. However, let me just point out, when I think about... You'll notice that a lot of times, especially on the first beat of a new chord, I'll land on a chord tone. And there's a lot of chords going on in that third section. But I look at that all, the first 2 bars, because G and B are the 3rd and 5th of E minor, I think of all that as just one big E minor chord. And then look at the next 2 bars. This has C5 and then E5 and B5. Well, I look at all that as like a C major 7, because C, E, G, and B are the notes of a C major 7. It doesn't have the G in it, but it has the other 2. So I look at that as all C major 7. Next bar has C and then E and A. A is like the 6th to C. So anyway, I'm in the 3rd section, 4th bar, if you're following along. So I would think like C major 7 for bars 3 and 4 of that section. And then the next 2 bars, it's the notes of an E minor, again, G, B, and E, but this time you start on a G and it lasts for 2 beats. So I would look at that as like a G6. So in my soloing, you know, for that 3rd section, I would think E minor. And then the next 2 bars, I think C major 7. So the mode didn't change, but where the root, you know, which notes have emphasis would change. And then for G, the 3rd section, 5th and 6th bars, I would think G6. Like G6 and E minor 7 are the same thing, but again, the notes have different weights because now G is in the bass. If you play, it sounds different from E minor, right? And then of course D5, I would think D. Mm-hmm. this is more advanced than I was expecting to get into, but for those of you who are up for this, if you did an E minor pentatonic over the first two bars, right, and then a C major pentatonic over the second two bars, because again, I'm boiling that down to C major 7, and then a G major pentatonic on the next two bars, and a D major pentatonic on the final two bars of that fourth section, then it would all work. And those, all those pentatonics have the same, none of those pentatonics are outside of E minor Aeolian. So that's a big harmonic secret there, that you can substitute different, I have a whole other program about substituting pentatonics and things, advanced pentatonic uses. That's not the scope of today, but that's just a little tidbit for those of you who are ready for it. So listen to how it sounds. I'll try and do some of that when we get to that section.